The seventh barrier to success is what we refer to as a roadblock called delay. A lady was to get married when she was about 25 years old, but suddenly the marriage event was called off. Thereafter, she desired to get married for several years later, but experienced delays. She eventually did not get married until she was 42 years old. That was 17 years after her initial attempt was furtively aborted. She eventually got married to a divorcee who was 19 years older than she was. Fortunately, her first and only child came through the IVF process when she was about 48 years old. Friends and relatives rejoiced with her. Then, when the child was about 4 years old, he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. How heartrending that was. How does someone respond to such grievous misfortune? You see, delay is the unanticipated impediment of any activity. It means to hinder, to postpone, to slow down something or an event, to make late. It is an obstacle to success that plagues humanity. It can aptly be referred to as a stronghold of misery. Delay causes disappointments, stagnation, and embarrassment. Oftentimes, people encounter difficult seasons in life that are caused by delay. This roadblock called delay wipes out people's hopes and joy. Delay always collaborates with the forces of disappointments. Every human being suffers from the scourge of delay and disappointments one way or another. Delay frustrates people's dreams and leads to hopelessness. Every human being is susceptible to the anguish caused by delay. It can manifest through sickness, humiliation, disappointment, scarcity, or something else. Thomas Edison, who lived from 1847 to 1931, was one of the most outstanding inventors and business entrepreneurs of all times. One who impacted humanity tremendously, particularly through the reinvention of the long-lasting incandescent light bulb for commercial purposes. It is on record that in the course of all of Edison's inventions, he failed over 10,000 times. He suffered countless delays in his voyage to achieve his goals. Failure appears when people give up hope. One of the keys that successful people apply to achieve their objectives is perseverance. It is the antidote for delay. Edison's ultimate goal was to make electricity very cheap. Here's what he said in one of his riveting citations. "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is to try just one more time." End of quote. Soichiro Honda was a Japanese entrepreneur and engineer who lived from 1906 to 1991. It was he who founded the Honda Motor Company, manufacturers of the Honda brand of vehicles and motorcycles known the world over. He suffered grievous delays in his quest to make an impact in the automobile industry. He was once rejected by Toyota Motors when he applied for a job as an engineer. But guess what? He later became the founder of the Honda brand of Japanese automobiles that are sold across many countries around the world. So, never allow temporary delays to deter you from achieving your goals and aspirations. The eighth barrier to success is the blaze of discouragement. Discouragement simply means to take away hope, to empty of courage, to demoralize or to dispirit, to strike at the human emotions, to drain the soul of courage. Its assignment is to hinder people's progress and plunge them into depression or hopelessness, which undoubtedly would usher in failure. Discouragement is a vote of no confidence and hope. It is a universal plague that exerts pressure on people to give up. Have you ever heard the name Alexander Graham Bell? He was a Scottish-born inventor, engineer, and scientist who lived from 1847 to 1922. He is credited with patenting the first practical telephone. Listen to what he once said. "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regrettably upon the closed door that we do not see the one which is opened for us." End of quote. Now let us follow the tracks of some other great personalities like Abraham Lincoln and Henry Ford so that we can effectively analyze how they managed and subdued the blaze of discouragement, an enemy of success. Lincoln eventually became President of the United States of America in March 1861 after several attempts. Astonishingly, he was assassinated 4 years after he became president. Lincoln was brought up in a very poor family and thus had negligible formal education. In spite of such setbacks, he was fervently determined to achieve his goals in life. He succeeded in becoming an attorney and a politician, an exceptional one who fought tenaciously to abolish the injustice of slavery. Lincoln suffered many setbacks in life. He once lost his job but did not give up hope. He went into business and suffered grievous losses in 1831. Then he vied for elective position at his state legislature and lost. He was bereaved in 1835 when he lost his beloved fiancée. In 1836, Lincoln suffered severe mental breakdown. Undeterred, he vied again in 1838 for elective position as Speaker of Parliament, but lost. In 1843, he suffered another defeat for nomination into Congress. Nevertheless, Lincoln had an unstoppable attitude. Not discouraged, he fought hard and was nominated into Congress in 1846, but he lost the bid for renomination in 1848. Thereafter, he vied for appointment as land officer but was rejected in 1849. He also lost another election in 1854 when he vied for his seat in the US Senate. But Lincoln wouldn't give up. He never allowed discouragement to derail or hinder him. Again, he went for nomination as vice president on the platform of the Republican Party and lost in 1856. He tried the US Senate again in 1858 but also lost. Finally, in 1860, he was elected the 16th president of the United States of America. What an incredible story. But what if he had given up and got discouraged after several disappointments? Undoubtedly, Abraham Lincoln was an epitome of resilience and focus. It is on record that he is one of the greatest presidents the United States ever had. Let us talk briefly about Henry Ford, who lived from 1863 to 1947. Ford was known the world over as a great industrialist who founded the Ford Motor Company that developed the mass production of affordable cars for middle-class Americans. He was one of the richest people on earth before his demise. His first vehicle was the Ford Quadricycle, which he worked very hard to improve upon. He suffered many frustrating moments in his quest to improve the self-propelled vehicle that he created. Nonetheless, he was determined to achieve his goals. With the support and encouragement of his very good friend Thomas Edison, Henry Ford established the Detroit Automobile Company, which unfortunately did not do well as it became bankrupt and was shut down in 1901. But despite that setback, Ford never gave up. His popular mantra was, "Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently." End of quote. There's no human being who has never failed or suffered setbacks. Henry Ford even went into politics but failed. It is on record that he lost so much money in the course of trying to build an automobile. But today, the fruit of his resilience and success is seen globally. You see, fear attracts discouragement. The fear of failure, the fear of rejection, the fear of embarrassment, and the fear of criticisms can lead to discouragement. The most reliable antidote for discouragement is perseverance, which has the potential to extinguish discouragement. Friends, be determined never to consider the possibility of defeat or surrender your will to the bandits of discouragement. For instance, when someone always blames you for anything that goes wrong, you could get discouraged. If you have a boss who always complains about you or antagonizes you, that could be very discouraging. Also, if you have a spouse who is scandalously promiscuous or one who is a narcissistic habitual nag, that also could be very discouraging indeed. Someone who loses a loved one in an accident or through sickness can feel very frustrated with life and drained of courage. But we have got to keep pushing towards our goals because life must go on. Determination is a great way to respond to adverse circumstances. Encouragement will give you strength and direction in the battlefield of life. Stay away from people who always bring discouragement your way because it paralyzes success. Dale Carnegie was an American writer and lecturer who was born in 1888 and passed on in 1955. He developed courses in interpersonal skills, public speaking, salesmanship, and corporate training. Here's what he once said: "Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success." End of quote. Friends, always remember this. Do not make important decisions when you are in a discouraged mood. Do not allow temporary defeats to bring discouragement your way. Instead, let setbacks inspire you to be determined to succeed. Please note that discouragement and depression are not the same. Discouragement can lead to depression. Discouragement is the absence of courage, an invitation to frustration. It is a time when you feel that you are at your wit's end. Howbeit, depression is a higher dimension than discouragement. It is a profound and protracted state of anguish. Whenever discouragement shows up at the door of your heart, use it to your advantage. What really matters is not how many times that you are discouraged, but how many times that you are able to overcome its blistering blaze. Never allow discouragement to rob you of success. Focus on what you want to achieve. It is not how fast that you go, but how well you are able to finish. Do not terminate the journey of your goals halfway. When discouragement whispers to you to give up, please do well to whisper back to discouragement that you end quitting until success appears. There are many obstacles on the path of life. Develop a strong, resilient character because life is a battlefield. Be smart and believe in yourself. Do not be reluctant to try out new strategies as long as your gaze is on your goals. And please, when we say do not give up, that does not imply you should keep doing the wrong things that bring you discouragement, pain and losses. Certainly not. When you discover that you are heading towards the wrong direction or applying the wrong strategies, by all means, retreat forthwith. However, many people get discouraged and give up just at the brink of achieving success, which is very unfortunate indeed. George Bernard Shaw was a renowned Irish playwright, critic, and political activist in his days. He lived from 1856 to 1950. Here's what he once said. People are always blaming circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get ahead in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, make them. End of quote. That is very instructive indeed. For anyone to succeed in life, he or she must be determined to confront and overcome setbacks such as discouragement. A popular Japanese proverb says, fall 7 times, stand up 8. End of quote. It implies, don't give up until you succeed. Keep pushing towards your goals with determination. Be eager to overcome discouragement through resilience. Your attitude towards the scourge called discouragement matters a lot. Appraise your attitude and identify your strengths and weaknesses because people will always work towards discouraging you. Develop your mental faculty if you desire to succeed. Nurture your mindset. Your personality, which is a reflection of your mind, can make you attractive or repugnant to success. Do not be discouraged by criticisms. Instead, be encouraged by them. Criticisms make us better people. Many people are intolerant of criticisms. Indeed, criticisms are negative feedback which many often take in bad light and consider as insults or ridicule to their capabilities or potentials. But truly, criticisms are ingredients for success. Failing doesn't make anyone a failure. Therefore, failing must not be defined as failure. Do you remember the Wright brothers, the pioneer inventors of controlled and sustained air flights? Do you know what Wilbur Wright told his brother Orville in 1901? He told his brother, if man ever flies, it will not be within our lifetime, but within 1,000 years. End of quote. That was a discouraged Wilbur speaking, but in spite of every setback, the Wright brothers kept pushing towards their goal with determination. And 2 years after this gloomy statement by Wilbur Wright, they engraved their names in the sand of history as one of the pioneer inventors of sustained air flights. When things are going against your plans and goals, refuse to be discouraged. It may not be easy, but for you to overcome discouragement in order to succeed, you must develop a resilient character.